Welcome to 2025, the new year, new you. Things are looking up. You've got the whole year to mold and shape and create the world you want. And for some, that might mean getting rid of some baggage.
Oh, no. What kind of baggage are you talking about? We're not talking about cleaning out the closet, going to Goodwill with some old clothes that don't fit anymore, are we?
Oh, not specifically, no. It could be that as well. But today is the first working Monday of 2025, means it's divorce day.
Oh.
The day of the year you're most likely to get dumped.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so people are like, you know, here's my New Year's resolution. I'm going to dump my husband. Good for nothing.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's true or not. I mean, January, though, is kind of divorce month. That is a stat that is real. But it could also be like, all right, cuffing season kind of over for some, you know, where
just needed to get through the holidays.
Get through the holidays. Maybe the holidays was the last straw and you realized, okay, you know,
I'm not going to stand for this this year.
Not
going
to stand for this anymore, right? And thinks people tend to avoid breakups right around the holidays, right?
Sure.
Avoid breakups in November and December just to get through. And so,
yeah, you don't want to get through the holidays alone.
Yeah, well, exactly. And you have a heart, so you're sitting there waiting and going, okay,
I don't want to dump someone during the holidays. That's cruel. It's especially cruel.
Right. So the first working Monday gets the divorce day title because the added stress of getting back to work can push people over the edge. So probably if you're within the sound of our voice right now, maybe a good day if you don't want to be on the opposite end of getting dumped. Maybe reach out. Let the person you know how much you care for them. Maybe bring some flowers. Maybe do some things that you
would. Butter them up. Treat them especially well.
Maybe treat them especially. Maybe it'll at least delay it a couple days or a week.
You'll end up with the trash on the curb.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And I feel like there's also, I feel like there's some group therapies that we need to follow up on. Where they were like, hey, should I dump them before the end of the year or not?
There were a few.
I know.
Sifting through.
I know. We're going to have to sift through and see if we can kneel them enough to get back in touch with us. But yeah, today is the number one day of the year for breakups. If you don't want that to be you, then, you know, maybe, I mean, sometimes you just can't avoid it. And so it's not like you can delay it, but you can't avoid it. So maybe it's a good time to evaluate and to have a good conversation and talk to them. And
if things have been rocky, reinvest. Reinvest in the relationship if you want to try to save it.
All right. So there you go. That your old pals Ben and Kelly coming in the clutch to give you some advice, relationship advice, heading into the new year so you don't end up like a stat. And you know,
or if this is the push you need to get out of a bad relationship, and here it's us saying now's the time to do it.
And now's the time to do it. Yep, there you go. You could do that too. All right. Well, yeah. Let us know how that goes.